Board of Commissioners, last regular session of 2015, December 17th to order. Second item is Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Nice job, Steve.
Roll call.
Commissioner Brown.
Here.
Carabelli.
Present.
Tucci.
Present.
Flynn. Kleinfeld.
Here.
Moreno.
Here.
Myjack.
Here.
Miller.
Here.
Sabatini.
Here.
Sauger.
Here.
Smith. Toco.
Here.
Rosberg.
Here.
Invocation by Commissioner Joe Sabatini.
Dear Lord, we are thankful for this day that you have given us. We pray for your strength and guidance for each day as it comes. May we be challenged to give our best always and every day. We ask that you guide our county, its leaders, and our actions to help us all do our best, be honest, and always ethical. Give us your guidance so that we can continue to strive to make this a better world, and watch over us and keep us safe during this holiday season. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.
Adoption of the agenda. Moved by Carabelli, supported by Vosburgh. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The agenda is so adopted. Approval of minutes dated 11-12-15 and 12-10-15. Moved by Toco, supported by Duje. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are unanimously passed. Public participation. Any members of the public wishing to speak? Going once, going twice, going three times, public participation is closed. Correspondence from the executive, there's the response questions from emergency management, as well as the sheriff, which are items A, B, and C. I'm not sure if anybody's here to speak to them or has questions, but they did, in a timely fashion, get those responses from yesterday's meeting back to the board.
Nicely done.
Any questions?
Where are they, Mr. Chairman?
In the packet. They're set on page one and go through page
six.
Six or seven.
Six.
Any questions? Commissioner Sabatini?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to state that I did work with Vicki, and she did provide everything that I was looking for relative to these issues. So she did a great job and hit it out of the park. So thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Make a motion to receive and file.
Seeing none, a motion to receive and file made by Sabatini, supported by Miller. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The items are received. Committee reports, infrastructure and economic development. The report flowed into finance, which is on page seven. Have a motion by the chair and the vice chair. Any discussion? Commissioner Sabatini?
Yes, Mr. Chair, can you just separate items 5, 6, and 7?
Support.
So you want items 5, 6, and 7 separated?
Please.
To the remainder of that balance, any discussion? We'll separate those, but to the remainder of the balance, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items pass. Do you want to do them individually? We have to do them individually.
That's fine.
So item 5. Commissioner Sabatini, would you like to be recognized?
I would. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Based on all the information I did get from Vicki, I had conversations with her, and everyone has been provided that information as well. I did have the opportunity to speak to Macomb Township relative to the project, and they are behind it. And all of my questions were answered based on the information that was provided to all of us here as well. So I am moving forward and supporting all three of these initiatives this evening. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Got it. Any other discussion? Commissioner Toco?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to thank Commissioner Sabatini for following through on getting the answers to some of these questions. It does answer a lot of the concerns that I had yesterday. The only thing that I don't see in here is the list of the capital improvements for that are coming up. And we talked yesterday briefly about the possibility of having some type of a rough draft or some list here today. Were we able to get that?
I spoke with the finance director. He called me around 4:30 today and indicated that he'd be sending over a list sometime next week.
Okay. Did you get any indication on what was on the list? Or
we didn't get into those details, no.
Okay. All right, but I do think whoever followed through on the written answers, I appreciate that, and it does resolve a lot of questions that I had.
Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Kathy. Fosberg and Flynn voted no. On item 6, contract with Motorola. Motion by the chair and the vice chair. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? No. On item 7, motion by Duje, supported by Sarger, to recommend the Board of Commissioners approve the interlocal funding agreement with the City of Warren as it relates to the radio cover enhancement project. We have a motion by the chair and the vice chair. Any discussion? Commissioner Vosberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. While I didn't support changing the budget, because I thought we should wait, but because it did pass, I am in support of the projects themselves, which we're voting, but I think Todd was looking at me. Were you looking at me for my vote on the second one?
Referring to the prior one, the no votes are carried forward. Flynn said four.
Yeah, so just that first one. Right, but I did vote yes on the second one and vote yes on this one.
No, Sabatini voted yes in Toco. So the only no votes, number 5 were Vosberg and Flynn. On 6 was Flynn, and I don't know what did Vosberg vote no? On Motorola contract?
No. Just Flynn.
She voted yes, just me.
Okay.
And so on item number 7, I feel the same as Commissioner Vosberg. I'll be voting yes for this one. Any others? Comments, questions? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Item passes unanimously. We'll move number 10 to last. We'll do some of the other stuff first. Board Chair report, upcoming items. Obviously, the Martha T. Berry budget has a 45-day continuing resolution. I talked to Steve Schmiegel today, and he hopes and indicates that hopefully we can get the information and his questions answered and bring this forward in January. Internally in the office, we have a part-time special projects coordinator. We went through interviews, and we've hired one individual for that position, and we also, through that process, have a paid internship here, and we had another good candidate, so we'll have two individuals helping out and being around the office in January. Upcoming items, just so everybody knows, the tunnel is closed. We got that email from December 24th through January 2nd. The elected official compensation study, RFP, nobody responded to me to serve on that panel other than I think Commissioner Vosberg said she might be interested. If you are interested, talk to me offline, and we can try to put that together and interview the four firms that put in bids for that. Boards and commissions, building authority, hospital finance authority, and zoo authority. We'll probably be looking to come to this board in January, perhaps February on those. And just so everybody knows, there are four community mental health board appointments expiring in March. I'm not sure who's going to reapply from that board, but it's an opportunity. If anybody has any candidates that are interested in applying, to do that earlier as opposed to later. I spoke to Roy Rose the other day in regards to the RTA master plan. He says they're in the final stages of trying to put together the plan to be released to the public. As soon as that is, we'll make sure that him, Don Morandini, are appointees on that board, as well as hopefully the director can come out and give a presentation to this body.
Chair, just a question on that. Is there anything specifically that you have heard about this plan? I looked at the plan that was online. It was like 150 pages. It wasn't anything specific. They talked about the four systems, SMART, People Mover, DDOT, and the Ann Arbor Transit Authority. And I'm just wondering if you heard anything, any rumors, because this is a big issue, you know, especially when it comes to tax millage proposals, what the talk is. So I'm just wondering if, have you heard anything?
All that I know is that they've indicated they're looking at 3 funding proposals. I don't know what the levels are or what that would mean in terms of actual infrastructure or rolling rapid transit or the corridors that are associated with that. But they're kind of looking at 3 great, for, you know, a higher level proposal, a middle, and a lower.
And do you know that would the Regional Transit Authority combine the 4 systems, or would they still be separate, or you're not sure?
They would be separate at the...
Still separate.
Yep.
I got you. Thank you.
At the beginning. Commissioner Kleinfeld.
I'm getting a lot of phone calls from businesses about whether the Gratiot Rapid will be right lane, left lane, or median. I'm assuming that hasn't yet been determined.
Not to my understanding at this point. I think they're conducting the studies in regards to that at this point.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? If you saw that we picked a mural award winner in conjunction with the health department in the school, you'll see the news release that's attached. Laura and Bill Ridella really did a good job and worked together cooperatively on this project and deserve credit. And last but not least, as up into the end of November, legal bills for our independent counsel at Dickinson Wright were $50,000, which is about 42% of our budget for this year. But that doesn't include the December bill. And last but not least, just so commissioners have on your desk, as I did in the budget review process, I kind of put together the highlights of 2015 of the county and this commission and kind of reviewed all the activities per month that happened at the Board of Commissioners and put that in this document for you. I think it's a good time over the holidays to reflect on what we've accomplished, what we need to improve on the years forward, and how collectively we can push stuff through this board, but also work collectively with all the county elected officials, the executive office, as we try to move this county forward. So with that, happy to answer any questions, but do want to thank everybody, wish them a happy holiday, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. It's a pleasure to be the chair of this board, to work alongside each and every one of you, and so I want to take the time and personally thank you for that.
Thank you.
So with that, motion received and filed. Moved by Marino, supported by Smith. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
I got proclamations, A and B. Moved together, moved by Carabelli, supported by Duje. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The items passed unanimously. Correspondence, Public Act 2 Liquor Tax Funds Consideration, response to Commissioner Carabelli's memo. Commissioner Carabelli, did you want to touch upon that?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
After reviewing the response, I have asked Andrew, since you're the new intern, so if you're at the new year, I'd like to go through that law, and I'd like to take it down and explain exactly how it needs to be spent, because I think that we're missing the boat on a few things. We're taking money out of federal funds and making use of it. So this is something we're still going to be touching on after the new year.
Terrific. Motion received and filed. Commissioner Carabelli, moved, supported by Bosberg. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And now back to item number 10. Approve or reject John Paul as Executive Director of Planning and Economic Development. And before I take a motion on that, I just want to make a couple personal comments. I didn't make those during the confirmation hearing. John Paul's been somebody I've known probably for the past 8 or 9 years, somebody who I've worked alongside. He has the utmost professionalism, talent, energy. I think he's somebody who will provide that department a lot of vision for the future in Macomb County. I think he'll be able to take it to the next level. I've enjoyed being able to work with him in cooperation. He's always accessible. He's inclusive. I think those are talents that are going to be to the benefit of that department, but also this county in one of the most important positions that we have here. And so I want to just indicate that before I take a motion by the chairs of Economic Development, Commissioner Carabelli and Commissioner Myjack. Any other discussion? Commissioner Sauger.
Yeah, John, you got some big shoes to fill.
I'm sure you can do it because you've got a great staff to work with down there, and I look forward to helping you in any way possible. Thank you.
Big shoes also as a father, soon to be father.
He is a father.
Oh, he is? Okay. Congrats.
Any other?
What causes that now?
Any other discussion? Before Commissioner Vosburgh, John Paul, I know you have some special guests up here.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if you want to introduce them, but a funny story while he gets up here, I called him about 2 o'clock today and told him that the vote was looking pretty close and that he needed to make some calls. Touch and go. And the funny part is nobody in his office told him the meeting was moved from 7 to 5 o'clock, so he was going to show up with his family and his wife here today at 7 o'clock and get a big surprise.
That would have been fun. So thank you again, Commissioners.
Congrats.
Thank you, Chairperson Flynn. I really appreciate the kind words. As always, it's a pleasure to not only be in front of this body, but to have the opportunity to engage and work with you. Tonight with me here this evening, my wife Roberta is here, my father Pat Rea, and a family friend Angela Lani. I just wanted to publicly thank them for being here, for all the love and support that they've given me throughout the years, and hopefully they'll continue with all that good stuff into this next endeavor. And also want to publicly thank not only Mark Dalden, but El Lorenzo for their professional support and also personal guidance in my time with the executive's office. And I hope to have the great opportunity to not only learn from them, but continue to work with them in the executive's office. Thank you.
Yeah, Chair, I just a comment, John. I think you are now the third planning director in 40 years, something like that.
I believe that's correct.
Steve Kasson for about the last 10, and then Benji and Petroni for about at least 30 years, I think. So 3 and 40, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Commissioner Vosburgh.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Do you have anything else to add? I just wanted to make sure his father and friend were introduced. So. Thank you all for being here. I will say something now. That says something when they want to come out on Thursday after dinner time and come in during dinner time and come and support you. So thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Brown?
And a father brings his pregnant wife through into Mount Clemens. Yes.
The kid's at home. The kid's 7 weeks old. So.
Congratulations, Jenny.
Definitely
worthy, and
you're
happy.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it. If
you ever need a babysitter, Don, be happy to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before
we congratulate
them,
we're putting a cart before the horse.
I don't know.
Any other discussion? Seeing no discussion, we'll take a roll call vote to approve John Paul Reyes, Executive Director.
Commissioner Kleinfeld?
Yes.
Marino?
Yes.
Majak?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Sabatini?
Yes.
Sauger?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Vosburgh?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Carabelli?
Aye.
Dujan?
Sure.
Toko?
Yes.
Flynn?
Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Seeing that, any other new business before the commission? Seeing no new business, public participation? Going once, twice, three times. Public participation is closed. Roll call.
Commissioner Brown?
Here.
Carabelli?
Present.
Dujan?
Sure.
Flynn? Kleinfeld?
Here.
Marino?
Here.
Majak?
Here.
Miller?
Yes.
Sabatini? Sauger?
Here.
Smith?
Here.
Toko?
Here.
Vosburgh.
Motion to adjourn by Dujan, supported by Sauger. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
The Salishiatis just live on the Lord, all for one and all.
Meeting adjourned.
Cheers.
I have an idea what that is, but I'll go on with
what
it.
What do you think?
I'll go on
really
with it.
Wild guess.
Yeah, I don't know what's the best way to get there.
Yep.